Baguette. Again, why that's the case is an amazing discussion. If you're shown because they're both Muxik in the whole thing, it's just the best division we could make. Is because each guy's Muxik in half, it's because he's a total Suffolk, we have no better shot suggestion what to do. Is it the best of all? I don't know why we say Achlokos right now. It's a discussion we're showing. But nonetheless, the din is Yachaloku. The din is, in the case of Shnaim, Sha'oks, and Batalis, and Zel Metzusia, the din is Yachaloku, we divide the Talis in half. And now as we divide the Talis in half, which is, again, a topic for in its own right, why that's the case, I threw out a few spars quickly without really getting into the details of it. Nonetheless, you make a shvua, and each person makes a shvua that he owns no less than half. So the Gemara on that payment base picks up with the question as to the nature of the shvua. The Gemara on Hevet says, "The name of Shavua Shakula Shali. Why not make a Shavua that what? Kula Shali. After all, what is your claim? I didn't mean to see how your claim is Kula Shali. So why are you making a Shavua different from your claim? If you believe it's all yours, the Shavua should be all yours." That's the Gemara's question. We'll have to analyze this question. Now the Gemara says, "Mi habina le Kula." Rhetorically, the Gemara responds, are we really going to give him all of it? Now that little shakalotai, I think, is an important shakalotai. That quick question and answer. The Gemara asks again, why are you making a shavua? On half of it, you should make a shavua, on all of it. And the Gemara gives an answer, rhetorically, miya havina lekula, are we going to give him all of it? And the question is, what was the half meaning of the question? What was Maskana? Why did the question think it made sense to make this Ba'din make a Shavua on all of the palace? And why is that not correct for Maskana? What's this far for the half meaning of? What's this far from Maskana? Why in the world would, you know, the Gemara think that makes more sense to have the Shavua and your Taina parallel each other? That's exactly the question. And the answer is no. That's not the ideal form. Or in other words, we'll start with the question, the Havamina. What's the smart for the Havamina? I think there are two basic assumptions to this Havamina. I wonder how many times I've said that this year. I think there are two assumptions for the Havamina. It's an interesting question. They make a little charge to count up, you know what I mean? Back to the high school days, right? How many times the Rebbe can get the Rebbe to say whatever you're supposed to say. No, what are the two assumptions that is happening? Right? The Gemara says, maybe the Gemara has a great svara. Maybe you should make a shvua that what? That kula shali, v'nema, right? Express kasha, not hand the base. V'nema, no, v'nema that what? V'nema shvua shakula shali. Right? For me, how do you like kula? What's the svara for the happening? Why would you think that's kula shali, yeah?
That you should only make a shvua on something that you're like, that you believe, like that your claim should match what you actually, like for it to be a legitimate shvua.
Okay, well, that's what you think. You're right, but why is that the case?
It's a shvua, so you have to be like honest and like why would you be?
I'll say it more lavish terminology, sharpen it a little bit. The goal of a shvua is? What?
To be my best, and tell you what
I'm talking about. Yeah, just hazeik at a title. Makes all sense in the world. Why am I swearing? Because if I wouldn't swear, there's a good chance I would. Why? You know what the best way to determine if you're actually saying the truth is? Give the guy a safe guitar, let him put his hand on top and swear. It's a significant thing. I was listening to a shiur last night, an interesting shiur, parenthetically. He was talking about how people are like, they want to be atheists, but they're not full atheists. So that was an interesting point, interesting psychological phenomenon he was talking about. And he met a person in Florida. And he gets out, this guy's a Methodist singer, and he's talking about how he like speaks against Jews for Jesus and against missionaries, against Christians and whatnot. And the guy comes over and says, you know, what you do work is, the work you do is fantastic, you know, it's absolutely wonderful. And he goes, and by the way, I'm an atheist. Let me get that right. You're unbelievably proud that I'm disproving Christians and proving Judaism, but you're an atheist. Like, he's like, why do you give a damn? he's like, I don't know, he's like, I don't think you're an atheist. He's like, I'm proud of an atheist. Like, $1,000 right now. If you walk over to the next room, take out a sacred Torah and spit it, throw it on the floor and spit at it, because I could never do that. Like he took out, he said, check through his ears, I'm going to rip this up, you don't do it. He goes, I ripped it up. Is that an interesting kind of thing? In any event, I don't know how I got into that. But the point is, the goal of the shvua is to be mechazek at your time. To fortify, to strengthen, just to say, oh, yeah, exactly this. You can say you're an atheist, but when it comes to throwing a Torah on the floor, it's a lot more difficult. I guess that's the point. In any event, when you make someone make a shvua on a Torah, it's significant, it's serious, it's intense, it's a real deal. And therefore, the goal of the shvua is lechazek at the time. If that's really the goal of the shvua, therefore what? Therefore, the shvua in the Mishnah should what? Should be kula shvui. That's really the hakel. This, I think, is what the Gemara had in mind when they asked this question. It wasn't just a random question. V'neim kula, v'neim shvua shakula shvui. Why would they say that? I think here's the reason why. Because the goal of the shvua is to fortify your claim, A, and B, your claim is kula shvui. The girl's like perplexed. How does the claim of Chetzia Shalit, or Indi Bapachs Mechetzia, I don't know less than half, how does that strengthen or fortify a kind of that's Kula Shalit? Doesn't. That's why the Gemara says indifferent. Now the Gemara's question conceptually can attack one of two assumptions. Either, when the Gemara responds, Mia Havina Le'ula, are we really giving him the whole, Alice? I'll have to figure out how it reads into the words in a minute. But essentially, the Gemara could be rejecting one of two assumptions. What's the Maskana? Is now one of two. Either you misunderstood the goal of Shavuot. Right? In other words, we're not just labeling. The first assumption that I call the Yisod, which really means foundation. And the second one is the Yisod, which is the application. Foundation application. It's cute because it rhymes. The first one is, what is the goal of Shavuot? What is its purpose? What is its tafkid? What's the role of Shavuot? The second one is, well, now that I know the role of Shavuot, how does that manifest itself in our case? The goal, the role, the purpose of Shavuot is to be machzik at the taina, and the way it does it is by having a parallel to taina. The answer can be one of two things. Either the goal of Shavuot is something totally different, or Ein hachinami. The goal of Shavua remains the same. However, for some technical reason, what? You can't have the Taina and Shavua being synonymous or tantamount to each other, being parallel. No. What are the two ways of answering this question before you can read it back into the Gemara? Yeah? Right, that's easy one. Eirachidami, the goal of Shavuot is to mechazek the taina. However, there's some technical problem, which is
one of them would technically deny.
Correct. It's Machlokas Rashi Tosfos had to break down exactly the technical problem is. Either the technical problem is you are forcing a Shavuot Shav, you are ensuring and guaranteeing that someone's going to violate the Mishnah Daraisa. At least if you're, you know, at least if they say I own no less than half, any b'pachas mechetzia. There's at least some chance that maybe someone is, really each of them both don't have, and minimal possibility, but at least you're not guaranteeing and ensuring and being 100% sure you're not forcing someone to swear falsely. Some type of technical problem. Alternatively, one could suggest it's not a problem with the Baal Edina, but rather a problem with Basin, which is it's a total zilzal de Beidin. It's a total zilzal. It's a total bizayin. And Basin is enforcing contradictory, shvuas that are guaranteed to be incorrect, shvuas that are guaranteed to be wrong. It's 100% wrong. That's what Rashi says of it. Mi abin le kula, hari chaver tovis bav ve'im yashdiu al kula, hari la az le Basin, ma'af shakula shalom, ve'im amri yachlokul. In other words, according to Rashi, it's a zilzal. Based in where the Tosfos sits, the Shavuot Shav, not going to read you the Tosfos because Tosfos is complicated. It deals with other sukkahs that, you know, essentially are not really relevant. Although essentially, Tosfos says, well, it's really Shavuot Shav, but you brought the problems with other sukkahs, and the answer is the Kasha. But that's in the fact that he asks his Kasha to steer to other Shavuot Shav, should be supposed to indicate how he learns. But at the end of the day, both Rashi and Tosfos seem to have what? A technical answer, fundamentally the goal of this particular Shavuot, maybe even all Shavuot, but at least this particular Shavuot remains the same. The goal of Shavua is to mechazek at the taina. The goal of Shavua is to strengthen and fortify, to clarify, to make sure I'm telling the truth, my claim. My claim was X, is it really true? Let's bring out a Sefer Torah and see if you really mean it. And the answer is, that's the goal of Shavua. However, there is an alternative read, and there is an alternative approach, and I think that's the Rambam. Where's this Rambam? I apologize, I thought I knew where the Rambam was. It's in Hilchos Toyin B'Nidan. What happened to this? I thought it was Ches Tes. It is Ches, no? I mean, it's Tes Ches. Yeah, sorry, I thought it was Ches Tes, turns out it's Tes Ches. That's what my dyslexia will do for you. I'm done. So. Great episode of The Simpsons. Did you ever see that? Where like Homer and Mr. Burns are drinking. They join a bowling team, and Mr. Burns becomes friends. Opposed, like usually like a jerk and obnoxious wealthy guy, becomes very friendly with them. And like he says, "Cheers, Homer. Let's drink up." And all of a sudden he's like, "Oh, my fingernail fell in your cup. That's what my leprosy will do to you." Let's drink together, Homer's like, "Oh, how am I supposed to drink that? It's disgusting." But like the other hand, he's his boss. Like, and anyhow, so okay. So the Rambam writes as follows. Listen to the lashon of the Rambam. Perek Tes Mehilchas said, "Toy v'nitan alacha ches." Zemer kula shali v'zemer chesia shali. Homer kula shali yishava shein ba'pach mishlosh achar chalakim v'homer chesia shali yishava shein la'ba'pach mirviyah. That's really the second case of the Mishnah. Not exactly what we read, but similar enough to it that you got the point. If I say I own all of it, and you say you own half of it, so essentially both agree that I own half, and the debate is on the second half. And that second half is split into half, and therefore, those of you who are good at math picked up right away how you got to three quarters and one quarter. Zeno tell Shlosha Chalakim, Zeno tell Revia. You get three quarters, and I get one quarter. Here comes the Rambam's key lashon. Mikan atalamad shekol hanishbain litol bein shvua kala bein shvua chamura she'eno nishba al mashe toein ella al mashe notel afal pi she toein yoter. Now, before I even point out the major point of the Rambam seemed to say, Mikan, you see it from here. I don't know why the Rambam sees it from the case of three quarters and one quarter more than the case of half and half. I don't know that. Unless Mikan means this as well as the previous halacha, which was the half and half case. Meaning, is Mikan the most recent halacha or a series of halachas? I don't know. If it's the most recent one, I don't know why the Rambam would have specifically over here, opposed to the half and half. That would require some more thought. Come up with something cool, I'd be happy. Nonetheless, what's the Rambam's yisod? You see from this halacha or these halachas that the goal of the Shavua is not what? Is not to strengthen the taina. Even though you're towing more, that's not the point. Says the Rambam again. Mikan what? Mikan atalamet, you call hanishvayim. Lito bein b'shavua, kala bein b'shavua chamur. When you claim something with a Shavua, kala chamur, doesn't matter what. Sheinu nishba al masha towein. You're not swearing on what you are towein. Ela mashu no tail. Af pisha towein no tail. According to the Rambam, the goal of the Shavua has changed fundamentally. The maskana rejects not just the application of the yisod, but the yisod itself. No longer is the goal of the Shavua to strengthen one's claim, to be parallel to one's claim. That's not even a religion, that's not even a halachic agenda. Not just like technical cases, they fundamentally have no interest in doing so. What rather is the goal of a Shavua? Not to parallel the claim, but somehow to parallel the... What?
What you take.
Yeah, mashinota, exactly what you're taking, what you're walking at the end of the day. Now the question is, what's the goal of that Shavua? Why is that, what's the idea, what's the ideology, the purpose of that Shavua?
You won't be lying.
What?
You won't be lying.
You won't be lying. Well, if that's the case, if the goal is to strengthen your claim, make it on your claim.
Fits a little bit of Rashi. The purpose is to not resolve all basin.
I would say not basin, but I would say the psak. In other words, we want to ensure that the psak is at least possibly right. Meaning, it's totally upload, but basin doesn't really know what to do. Basin is dividing it half and half. In other words, whether it's because we're sure it's half and half, which is based upon Kazakhs or whatnot, we really, it's a moment of Mutal Basafik. We want to kind of, it's kind of like a stamp of approval on the psak. We don't really know what to do. Our best guess is this. It's a case of not a booth of a stuff. It's not a black and white child where everyone agrees, I own 75%, you own 40%, you don't need basic to pass it. Basic passing case about with the suffix. The shavu is there to prevent it, in other words, to at least say there's a good chance this is true. Not to strengthen one claim, but rather it's a stamp of approval on the psak. It's chosin the psak. It solidifies the legitimacy of the psak. And that lechora may be a major machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos mitzad echad, mitzad sheni the Rambam. What is the goal of the shavu? Is it to strengthen the claim or to put a stamp of approval on the psak? Now, by the way, just back in terms of how to read the words in the Gemara, right? So far, this is conceptually, hypothetically, and theoretically what the Gemara could have answered, but the Gemara actually gives an answer. What does the Gemara say? The name of Shavua Shekula Shali, maybe say what? A Shavua that? Kula Shali. Just in terms of Derech Halim, what we did is broke down the question logically, conceptually, showed two different answers that the Rishonim seemed to accept. We pointed out the conceptual differences between Rashi versus the Rashi Tosis versus the Rambam. We did not discuss the fine machlokas Rashi and Tosis here. Zilta Basin Bishvua Shav. I'm not sure what's behind the machlokas. Lachor, there's two machlokas in there. Number one, is this enough to credify to be nisha of a machlokas Zilta Basin? Rashi would say yes, this is Zilta Basin. Tosis would say no. And there's another machlokas. Do we care enough about Shvua Shav to avoid it? Tosis would say yes. Rashi would say no. That's worthwhile to analyze, but not for my business right now. That's not our purpose. That is the more fundamental one, which is, what is the goal of the Shavua? Machlokas Rashi versus the Chachmei Ashkenaz. I'm sorry, Rambam versus the Chachmei Ashkenaz. The Rambam, on one hand, believes it's to be chosein the Psak, and according to Rashi and Tosfos, it's the goal is to strengthen and fortify the claim. That's a really nice lumdisha machlokas, a great lumdisha brisker hakira, and it fits textually into the Havamina. Now let's read the Masagana textually. Again, the reason why I'm doing this is pointing out the methodology. You should recognize that it's important not just to get caught up in the clouds conceptually, methodologically, dealing with svaras, but tachlis. At the end of the day, the Gemara thought it answered the question. Now, whether Rashi is right or the Rambam is right is very difficult to know, but at least let's see how each one read the text differently. So again, right to Gemara. V'nei m'shavua shekula shali. Okay. I'm from the Gemara. Umi yahavina lekula? Rhetorically, the Gemara answers. Mi Yahavina Lekula. How does the Rambam on one hand, the Rashi on the other hand, translate this phrase, Mi Yahavina Lekula? What does that mean? Yes, thanks for explaining what it is.
So for the Rambam, if the whole point of the Rambam is to make the shua on what he's going to take in the end, the Tachlis, is he going to be taking
the Rambam? Who do you think more better? The Rambam. Mi Yahavina Lekula, are we giving him everything? In other words, the goal of Shavuos are about what we're giving him. We're not giving him everything, so therefore there's no Shavua on everything. The Rambam is flat. The Rambam is a beautiful reading. The Gemara's point is, don't tell me the goal of a Shavua is about what you're being towing. Rather, I'm going to is a about what you are receiving. And that's where the Gemara's emphasis seems to be placed on. What are we giving you? Shavuos are about what we're giving you. They're chosei what we're giving you. It's a stamp on what we're giving you. It's a final, consent. Something along those lines. Now the question more difficultly, becomes, it's a little more difficult, how do Rashi and Tosfos read this Gemara? How do they translate the phrase "mi yahavina lekula"?
Maybe can we really give them both one of it? Therefore, one of them must be.
In other words, are we really giving this guy half? The answer is no, and therefore he can't swear at half. Meaning, what Rashi's doing, the way Rashi tells me it is, the Gemara is saying almost like a code word. The Gemara is telling you, since we can't give them all of it, and the reason is because there's only 100% of this house, not 200% of the house. Well, therefore, there's going to be some problem. What's the problem? It's also based on a Shavua Shav. If I had to break this down to lumps into terminology, which two words would I use? Correct. Sim and Siva. According to the Rambam, it's Mamash the Siva. The Gemara is giving you the reason. The Gemara is telling you, here is the reason why. No?
You can't take a Shavua.
If there's no Shavua on all of it, why is there no Shavua on all of it? Because that's not what Shavuas are. Shavuas about what we are Yehavina like. And we're not Yehavina like Kula, so therefore there's no Shavua on Kula. According to Rashi and Tosfos, it's a code word. It's a simon, it's just a sign, it's indicative of the fact. But the real answer is, why are we giving it to all of it? It's a Zozal Basin. You know what the best proof that it's a Zozal Basin is? Because you can't give them both all of it. You know what the best proof that it's a Shavua Shav? For sure, because they can't both be right. According to Rashi, the Gemara says, Mi Havina Lekula, and therefore it's the Zozal Basin of Shavua Shav. Right? The point is, the Gemara didn't tell you specifically the answer, it just kind of danced about. It told you the Siva. It told you that the Siva rather than the Sin. The Gemara is just telling you, because we can't give them both the thing, well, that is the best way of proving it's a Zilzul basis for it's a Shavua, guaranteed Shavua Shav. But at the end of the day, the Machlok is Rashi, Tosfos on one hand, versus the Rambam, how to read this Gemara is going to be whether it's a Siman or a Siba, and that's just the next stage of the Shir before I take around the question to show you Gemara Dav Zayin. Yeah, what's up, Baruch? Yeah, guaranteed Shavua Shav. It's a basin enforced Shavua Shav. Meaning, at least this way, there's a chance it's a Shavua Shav, there's a chance not. There's a chance, really, they only chon half. Basin can't prevent all Shavua Shavs in the world. It's just too difficult of a task. You know what I'm saying? You can't guarantee no one's going to lie under oath. But at least you don't want to, you know.
Foster.
Yeah, exactly. Cultivate it. Correct. Yeah.
The whole zilzul that Rashi is talking about is the fact that basin is forced upon a
Shavua. Maybe. I wouldn't be shocked, but I, my impression is that the question is if you could figure out. I'm not sure what happened to Nafkamina would be, but is the problem that basin looks silly? That's what I think Tosis is saying. Or is the problem that we're ensuring that one of these Baladinim was violating Mitzvah Daraisa? There are definitely different ideas. The Rishon to be focusing on different points, although. You know, they're definitely very, very similar. I think there's a difference between them. I found the Nafkamina and definitely, you know, help out a little bit. I haven't done just yet, so. Yeah, what's up, Rose? Okay. So there's a Gemara on the Masechta Bamitzvah Dav Zayin, which I thought may be very relevant in the Nafkamina. Gemara says in Dav Zayin as follows. Tani Rab Tachlifa Bar Marava Kavin Rabbo. Rab Tachlifa taught that a Bar Marava, you know what that means? A Westerner, a Bar Marava, a guy from the West, an Israeli, right? That's the bubble. People know a little bit of Israeli geography. Bubble is
east of
Persia, Iran, probably, maybe Iraq, but probably Iran. That's where, you know what I'm saying, that's where. So people from the West, from Israel, came to Rav Avo, and he taught the following thing. Shnaim adukim betalis. Two people are holding on to a talis. Why it says adukim and not oxen, I don't know. Whatever. Maybe we'll see in a little bit. Zenotel ad makom shiado magas. Zenotel ad makom shiado magas. Vahashar cholkin bishavim. Got the case? In other words, let's say here's your talis. So the case in the Mishnah where they are. Shnayim Oxen maybe has the connotation of holding on to the karkash to the fringes. This case over here is the case of the Bar Marava, called the case of the Gemara, where one guy's holding on to, let's say, 20%, and that goes immediately to him. And the next guy's holding on to, let's say, 50% over here, and that goes immediately to him. Now, whatever is tachas, the other that goes to you. This guy's holding on 50%, that goes right to him, he's going to 20% right to him. The only disputed area is what? 30% in the middle. What's the halacha? 15 this way, 15 that way. One guy gets 35%, one guy gets 65%. And that's the din. That's what this man taught. Right? Shnayim adukim betal zenotel ad makom shiado magas. One guy gets the 50% because he's holding on to 50%. Zenotel ad makom shiado magas. The guy's holding 20%, right away gets 20%. Vashar cholkin bishavim. And the Gemara says, Mechavi Rabbi Yavo, Rabbi Yavo did like this with his finger. Oh, hang on. Mechavi Rabbi Yavo put up his finger. Mechavi Rabbi Yavo means like this. But if his finger starts shaking, I want to add on a hara. He says, Ubishvua. It's a shvua. Not only do they each get 65-35, but they get what? They're doing a Shavua. Right, what's slightly unclear about this Gemara so far?
What? What is the Shavua?
I assume it's the same Shavua as the Mishnah.
So that's 30%. You're making sure that.
Correct.
Well,
is the Shavua on 15-15, or is it on 35-65? You know, Rabbi Yehuda says you got to make a Shavua. How much is it? So the truth is, Tosfos addresses this topic. Mechad Rabbi Yehuda Shavua. Tosfos says, Nireh delo, as far as Tosfos has another gear, so right away there's another gear out there. You should think to yourself, is it just a textual, scribal error with no conceptual differences? Or is there some type of fundamental conceptual difference underpinning between the two gearses? Tosfos right away rejects another gearsa. If you look read carefully, Umechavi Rabbi Yavahu Vahashar Bishvua. What does Vahashar Bishvua mean? 1550. Tosfos says, near the logar seen in Vahashar, he takes it the word Vahashar. Va'af b'mash yadim agas yishava. Kevan shenit kana hashivua shlo yadim holech v'tokiv holech v'tokiv talisa shachaber. The whole reason for the shivua is I shouldn't go grab your thing. Mitam to yishava af b'mashu tovis mikol mokum shavu mochiach b'samach to the kinyan magic tovis kan the pasuk dami. Kevan dehacha la'acher la'achu shivua not of kol mashu tovis filiote mechetsif hashivu hi b'shvila ta'ina b'nei atakam. Tosfa says that the word Vahashar is incorrect. Rather, how much should you be swearing on? 35 and 65. The Gro on the spot is Mitzayin. Which Risho do you think disagrees? The Rambam. The Rambam writes the Shvua is on only 15-15. And by the way, the Rambam says there's such a thing called the Gilgal Shvua. Gilgul Shavua means, well, once I'm swearing on this part, so I'll make a bonus Shavua on the rest. But it's not a fundamental Shavua. Is that something called a Gilgul Shavua? Do you know what a Gilgul Shavua is?
Yeah, Terry.
Fish bash.
What's a Gilgul Shavua?
A Gilgul Shavua basically means, if I force for you to make a Shavua on, let's say, X, and there's a little bit of part that really fundamentally you don't need a shvua to make a shvua on, but nonetheless, I can add on. In other words, if I'm challenging X and Y, the halacha mandates you make a shvua on X, but not on Y. If it would be discussing Y alone, I can force you to do a shvua. But once you're making a shvua on X anyway, and halacha again, Y alone itself would not mandate a shvua, but since it's juxtaposed to X, since it's all under one case, it's all under one claim, it's all under one larger taina that I'm making. So basically, we'll be megalgel shvua on it. We should take a second shvua as well. So that's really what the Rambam says. The Rambam writes over here. The Gra is mitzayin a little os aleph over here. He says, take a look at the Rambam. Benira beinai v'harambam lo kasav kein ela ayde gilgol aval harasho chiyach kedevei tosfos, the Rashi that learned by tosfos. Where is this Rambam found? Let's just find it in a little ein mishpat near mitzvah. Where does the Rambam say this? Hey, os hey, what's hey? Test. The next halacha. How convenient. The Rambam says as follows. Hayu shnayim adukim betalas zemer kula shaliv zemer kula shaliv zenotel ad makom shadov magas mehom hashmol yod magas v'hashar cholkim b'shava achar shenishboim v'yesh l'kol achad l'gal gal chaveiro shekol ma shenotel kedin notel. There's another thing which is a gilgul shvua you can add on after. Tosfos is question: what's behind this machlokas around that versus Tosfos? L'chor, what's the answer?
One and two basically.
Correct. It's l'shitas. Why? According to Tosfos, what's the goal of a Shavua? Mechazik et ha-taina. What's my taina? 100%, and your taina is 100%. In the case of the Mishnah, you couldn't make a Shavua because once the Shavua goes over 100%, or that first 101%, you run into a problem with Tazilzel based on maybe Shavua Chav, whatever it is. So over here, the real Shavua is on 15-15. However, what? Really, you want 200% as well. We always want the Shavua to be as close to the time as possible. Earlier on, you run into a problem of Zilzal based in Shavua Shav. Over here, there's more room to heighten that Shavua. The roof is much higher. Just because you're only arguing on 50% what's not in your hand, at the end of the day, you should be swearing on anyway. In other words, according to Tosafot, if we want the shvuah to be on as much as we can, but technically can't go over 100%. Why would you limit it to 15-15 if you can make it more? The goal is to have it on as much as possible. And Tosafot says, Lashon, it's v'ashvuhi b'shvil hatayna o mipnei hatakana. What does that mean, b'shvil hatayna? You know what that means? To strengthen a taina. That's what mipnei hatakana, that's what hatakana is, to strengthen a taina. Mash'ein kin, according to the Rambam, the goal of the shvuah is what? Not to strengthen your claim, but rather what? How much you're actually receiving. How much you're receiving in the suffix 15-15. According to the Rambam, l'shitaso, the goal is about taking 15-15. That's what the shvuah is. You want to do a shvuah later on? Fine, that's a technical, separate, peripheral, and secondary halacha. Again, according to the Rambam, who believes the goal of the shvuah is to put a stamp of approval on what you are getting by the suffix. What is the suffix? In this case, Hashem and Dick Metallus, one guy's only 20% and one guy 50%. What's being disputed is only really 30%. It's 15-15. The shvuah is on that 15-15 and nothing more, because the goal of a shvuah, the maskana changed the nature of the goal of a shvuah. The shvuah's aim is just to credit, give credibility to accredit the psak, to be chosim on the psak. Lo al mashu towin el mashu makabel, after shu towin el ter. However, according to Tosfos, we want the shvuah to parallel the taina, or to be as close to the taina as much as possible. However, you can't break the roof of 100. Here, what's being debated is 30%. There's no reason to limit it to 30. We want to go higher. The only reason we couldn't go higher earlier on was for technical reasons. Here, these technical reasons don't apply. You can be nishba, you can be shvuah on as much as you possibly can, up to even 65 and 35%. L'chora, there's a major machlokas. This machlokas is not just a technical machlokas, how to read this gemara, and it not just is a machlokas about the nature of the other 20%, 50%, the other 70%, if it's nichlal and gilgul shvuah or another shvuah. This is a fundamental machlokas as what is the goal of shvuah, or at least this particular shvuah, on the Shnei Mishnayos of the Talis case. Questions? Yeah?
His whole thing is that they're making
sure of what that can take again. And what are they taking? 20% is not nichlal v'safek, because it's in your hands. 50% is not nichlal v'safek, because it's in your hands. Don't debate this. 30%, 15 each. In other words, again, what's in your hands is hamotz nechaver olav raya. That shirt is yours. I say it's mine. Then who am I going to bring a raya? This 20% is in your hands. How much is the of Raya? This 50% is in your hands. How much is the of Raya? The last 30% is in no one's hands. What do you do there? That's parallel to the Karkashta case. It's like you're holding on to the Karkashta of this 30% talus. That's good for 15-15. That's exactly what the Rambam says. Make a shvuah 15-15. Okay, this is a Gilgul shvuah in addition. Mashiach King Tosafot, who believes the goal of a shvuah is not on what we're being the chalek, but rather on what your taina is. Your taina is 100%, 100%. We want to make that as clear as possible, that the taina is on everything, and we want to make the taina as close to your claim as possible. Just because we're actually only 30% of subject to debate, doesn't mean we should minimize the taina. The taina should be as close to your taina as possible. And here we can even make it closer than the case of the Mishnah. All right, guys, have a good Shabbos. Who's this?
I recorded this because my mom went to a parent-teacher conference.